Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday. Welcome back. We made it. This is the last Sunday in March. OMG. We are done with Q1. If you are in a calendar fiscal year, you are 1/4 of the way through the year. I know, right? What? So thank you guys for coming back to the show. For all you newbies, welcome. Hopefully you will find this not only helpful, but entertaining as well, because I am your ignorant, goofy ass host. And I do this because nobody did it for me. And so, you know, this past year has been like, I don't even really have words for what this has been. There's been a lot of change. And in previous episodes this season, I've mentioned that I'm going through a restructure. And well, guys, finally, I am going to give you an update on that today. Because all this change this past year, it has been a lot, and there's been a lot on my mind, and I have been extremely introspective. And so in all that self-reflection and inner dialogue, I have asked myself many, many questions. But one of the questions that really stuck out to me over the past couple of months is, how self-aware are you really, girl? Like, really? And so today we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into self-awareness. And as I bring you up to speed on my career journey, I'm going to talk about what I've learned. But first, Corporate Warriors Summit! So today's Corporate Warrior Spotlight is Susan Summersill Johnson, CMO, Prudential Financial Incorporated. So imagine combining traditional marketing methods with digital tools and analytics to capture the minds of an audience. Enter Susan Summersill Johnson, the award-winning marketing guru behind Prudential's global marketing and brand strategy, who joined the company with a mandate to drive business growth. And this rock star has done just that. Y'all know y'all seen them Prudential ads all over the place. And I'm sure some of you people have actually, you know, really been like, okay, let me check this out. So, Susan, I don't know you personally, but I hope to meet you someday. And hopefully somebody will tag you and tell you that you were our Corporate Warrior Spotlight. Keep going, sending you positive vibes and good energy. And I'm excited to see your rocket ship continue to soar. All right. So I won't bury the lead. I will start with my news. Yeah, girl, I got a new job, y'all. Yep. So get this. Not only did I get a new job coming out of a restructure, so I'm leaving my company, and you all probably know now I was at Coca-Cola. So actually March 31st. So if you're listening to this when this episode releases on Sunday, I basically got like 3 more days at Coke and I'm out. Your girl is out. But guess what, y'all? So my rap name is Two Chicks.
What out?
Your girl was working two jobs. That's why I was tired. Like, legit, for a little bit, your girl has been holding down two jobs. because I was coming for all these checks. Listen, so here's the deal. I'm not saying you should do this. It's probably not the politically correct or right thing to do, but I definitely am not working for any competitor or anybody anywhere near the food and beverage industry from a food manufacturer side, right? So no competitors. And honestly, like, you're winding down, transitioning and all that stuff. So it just really, in a lot of ways, worked out. But I couldn't really tell nobody, right? Because, you know, but I'm not taking Coke severance because over the course of April, I am going to really let loose on all the things I learned going through the restructure that was branded Emerging Stronger. And I just want to say, your girl emerged stronger. And I won these restructured Hunger Games that Coke tried to put all these people through, y'all. It was a crazy time. Whew. So I will say my biggest takeaway from this is that your network is key. Y'all cannot stress this enough. So I want you to pick three people that come to your mind, you remember working with, and you were rock stars, you loved working with them. And I want you to connect back with them, get on a call with them just to see how they're doing. Because I'm telling you, like, the way I landed this gig, y'all, and understand, I was a senior brand manager. I am now a senior director. That is a double promotion, y'all. And the way I landed this gig was through my network. I wasn't even looking for this job. I was over here fretting and talking to other companies that I had gotten through my network. And somebody reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested? Because I used to work with you here and I know what you can do. And this is what my friend that works over there is looking for. And you would be perfect. Hey, y'all. I tell y'all, I'm so happy. I can't even explain. Like, whew, your girl did that. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't did nothing. That wasn't nothing but the good Lord. And let me be very clear. That was all of my angels and the universe, God, whatever you want to call the source. Listen, okay? Blessed and highly favored. I don't deserve, but I am here for it. And I told God, give me everything you have for me in the storehouse, okay? And so here we go. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm telling y'all, make those deposits into your network like now. And so now that I'm moving up, I got to take a step back, y'all, and really process these last 4 months of my life. Because, you know, going forward, I really need to grow from all of these experiences I've had. And I'll share more Coke stories with y'all because I ain't signed nothing, so I can say whatever I want. Of course, I'll be checking with my attorney, though, because I ain't trying to get sued. But this, though, you know, in really trying to process everything, you know, I really realized, like, I'm really not that self-aware. You know, I think I'm self-aware, right? And to a certain extent, I am self-aware. Like, I'm not completely lacking in self-awareness. Like, I know I'm crazy, right? Y'all know I'm crazy. Y'all hear this show. But I'm going to share with you guys the Harvard Business Review article that completely read me for filth. So we're going to get into it after the break. All right. So as y'all heard, Chris put me on blast the last episode of season 4 and pretty much said, you gonna ask these people for help and you gonna start this Patreon. So I started a Patreon page, working on additional content. Go on over to patreon.com/trillmbashow and become a patron and help us make more dope content to help us survive and thrive in corporate America. And we are back. Y'all, listen. Now that your girl done gone and landed this double promotion, you know that imposter syndrome? That shit is real. And I asked myself, self, are you really ready? I mean, are you really ready for this director strike? And that's not just a director strike. It's a senior director strike. Are you really ready? And it made me look at my experience and all the work that I've done to groom myself with no help from these companies, trust and believe, into an actual leader. And I said, Felicia, you're a problem solver. You've got raw talent. You can do anything you put your mind to, and you know this. Like, that's your secret sauce. Like, you can always figure this shit out. But then I was like, are you sure? How do you know? You ain't never been at this level. Do you really understand your strengths, your weaknesses? Like, do you have a plan to mitigate your weaknesses in this new leadership role? And so couple that with all the other introspection within the past few months and like the coaching calls that I've had where I've realized like, oh, you are not aware. People come talking about, well, my boss said this and then I said this. And I'm like, why did you say that? Because that's not how I would have said that, nor is that going to help you get to where you're trying to go, right? Like, where's your head at? Let's talk about it, right? And all that is a lack of self-awareness. And so I did my Googles because I was like, I got to learn more about self-awareness, not just for myself, but for y'all. And I found this Harvard Business Review article that was published in January of 2018, and it's titled, What Self-Awareness Really Is and How to Cultivate It. And I was like, oh, you gonna tell me what it is and how to get it? Bet. I was like, oh, shit. And then I realized, oh, I don't even think I'm as self-aware as I thought I was. And yes, the research says,
Molly, you in danger, girl.
And even though most people believe they are self-aware, only 10 to 15% of the people studied actually fit the criteria of having like high self-awareness.
What?
So coming up, I'm going to break down the criteria for self-awareness and what you can do to get you some self-awareness, girl, after the break. The Trill MBA Show is happy to announce a partnership with a fantastic organization named Juno. Juno uses the power of group buying to help people get lower interest rates on new student loans and student loan refinancing. So if you're like me and you got a bunch of student loans and the interest rate is high, Juno can help you get lower interest rates so you can pay off your student loans faster. Listen, I am so excited about this. Why? Because Juno is completely free. It is a free resource. You have no obligation to take the offered deals. Juno gives power back to us, the borrowers, and allows us to take ownership of our financial future. I am so excited about this partnership. And the process to becoming a member is simple. And it only takes 2 minutes. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more and get lower interest rates on your student loans, y'all. Let's save this money, okay? Now back to the show. And we back. We're going to wrap up. But here are the nuggets, okay? These are
the most important thing
you need to take away from this episode. So I don't know about y'all, but I really do strive to be better, right? And I do try to make better decisions, even though I be a Chick-fil-A way too much. I really am working on these things, guys. I really, really am. And so, like many people, as mentioned in this HBR article, that's Harvard Business Review, HBR, people believe being introspective is being self-aware. Like, I sat there and I thought about, and I told myself, yeah, no, that's not quite it. And I mean, that was me too, right? Like, I believe, like, well, I sit there and I really try to analyze and think about what I could do different and how and why and when and what. Child, listen, Tasha, the author of this article, well, Miss Tasha said, as she read me for filth with her words in this article, it turns out there's actually two different types of self-awareness, okay? Two different categories. So the first one is dubbed internal self-awareness, and that represents how clearly we see our own values, passions, aspirations fit with our environment, reactions, including our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, strengths, and weaknesses, and how we perceive all those things impacting others, right? So this is like internally what we believe about ourselves. But then there's a second category. And the second category is external self-awareness, which means you understand or you have an understanding of how other people view you in those same terms and factors that I just went through about, you know, how other people see your values, passions, aspirations, and so on. Child. And then she wrote, oh, and if you thought you just need to be high in one, guess again, girl, you need to be high in both of them. There has to be a balance. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I got some work to do. Ooh. I felt red, y'all. Felt so red. All right. So now, what can we do to build this skill set of being self-aware? So the two big takeaways I had from this article is, one, we have to start asking what instead of why. So like a lot of times we'd be doing this introspection and knowing and thinking that that means we're self-aware, or we're being self-aware. Child, Ms. Tasha said that's not really self-awareness. And the reason why is because we create these stories. Then when we do that, like, well, why did this happen? Or why A, B, C, and D? And then you come up with, oh, I see it. This is why. But a lot of times in that process, you just came up with the story based on the bits and pieces you know or you perceive. You really don't go digging for all the facts and really do the analysis. And then once you got that story in your head, you're like, yeah, that's it. That's what happened. And then, oops, I'm self-aware because I know that's what happened. And then you believe it. And then sometimes, or a lot of times, and I know for people like me who are really self-critical, those stories will be very negative. And they'll be like, well, the reason why you this is because of this, and that's why you can't get your stuff together. And it's like, is it? Right? Like, and so because they're negative and they're not based in facts, these stories can lead to this unproductive rumination on situations that we have. And we thinking we being introspective and we're being self-aware. Like, I know I'm loud, right? Like, but why are you loud? I was just raised that way. And so that's just how I am. That's not self-awareness. I'm talking to myself. So if you felt triggered, it was really about me. Okay. So instead of asking yourself why, ask yourself what questions. So what is it that happened here? What did I do and what can I do differently? Right? And really analyze it. And the what questions help you stay objective It keeps you in a mode of seeking for understanding. It keeps you solution focused, future focused, you know, and it really empowers you to like act in a way that's going to grow and help you evolve and solve problems, right? This is the conduit to true self-awareness when you're inside and you also understand outside how people are perceiving you and how you show up, right? The other way you can get to honest feedback, so the first is ask what instead of why. Then the second way is seek honest feedback from loving critics. And I really like how she wrote that because not everybody is in your corner, girl. Mm-mm, no. And you have to be able to discern who's with you and who's against you. And you got to be real good because there's some people grin in your face and act like they down for you. But then when you get away from them and they're in another meeting, they are talking shit and throwing you under the bus. Yes, yes, child. Just seen it over and over again. No matter where I'm at, it's a shame. And so basically you need someone who is going to tell you about yourself, but you know they're right. Right? So that's the first thing. We got to admit we got a problem. So you know they right. And you are open to listening and hearing and processing and absorbing because you know deep down in your heart, that person is truly in your corner and they want to see you win. And they want to see you like succeed and go the distance and do the damn thing. And when you're looking for those loving critics, make sure one of your mentors is a loving critic because you may not want to hear it, but you need to hear it. Take your medicine, girl. Take your medicine. Now look, we got to get up out of here. So if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching. You can schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to help you strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I am happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person. If I don't have the answer, right? I ain't got all the answers. See, I got some self-awareness. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to workshop your work issue. Or you can email me at ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. So listen, y'all, next month, I cannot wait. I'm telling it all. Telling it all the whole month long. So y'all stay tuned for that because it is a case study. I got so many lessons out of going through that restructure at such a well-loved brand of a company. Everything you see on the outside ain't what you think it is on the inside. And hell, y'all should know that. We the age of Instagram. Everything you see scrolling, you know, 90% of that shit ain't even real. Them women be turning and contorting into angles. It's all about the angles. I'm gonna work on my angles this weekend. Anyway, y'all, listen. Take a break. Breathe. Do your self-care. Me and my bestie, we are going to have like a socially distanced spa trip. And pray to God, because I'm only half vaccinated. Only got one shot down. I got one to go. But y'all, it's been so rough. It's been so rough. And be careful. We're still in the pandemic. The coronavirus is out there acting like it's freaknik. Like, please be safe. I want you back here next Sunday to listen to the show every week, right? Like, tell your friends, but tell them socially distanced about the show, right? All right, y'all. And until next time, We gonna keep it trill.
The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.